From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voice listener and RRNet viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 2 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And so, Voice listener, today is the day where the Indonesia program from Voice of Indonesia ended, but don't worry. I'll still here be with you, and Voice of Indonesia will always be here with you, providing you with news, information, and entertainment for your comfort. So, boy listener, without any further ado, let's begin today's broadcast with a song, of course, from Ran, Pandangan Pertama, or The First Time Seeing You. And before I start, I would like to remind you that you can watch and tune in to our broadcast from our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, also our application in RRI Digital, for those of you who love watching on demand. And so, speaking of first time seeing someone, of course, it is super special seeing you guys. Always staying tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, and I'm really grateful that you are always tuning in. So, without any further ado, let's begin today's broadcast with Ran, Pandangan Pertama.
Baby girl, your beauty makes my mind blow up. Your personality is calm and friendly. The kind of girl that I would love to be with me. Once I start, no, I won't fall back. It's my cell phone number, so please call back.
Kau di mana? Oh, ternyata belum tiba. selalu teringat akan cinta yang dulu. Hidupkanku.
Relaxing at the seashore and enjoying sunset is always the right choice when you are having holiday. You can enjoy amazing sunset at Tanjung Setia Beach in West Lampung. It takes about 8 hours from Raden Intan II Airport, Bandar Lampung, or it is located around 273 kilometers or around 6 to 8 hours trip from Bandar Lampung City. Tanjung Setia is located along the western beach near the South Bukit Barisan National Park. The waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is known as one of the best waves by surfers throughout the world, and it is similar with the famous surfing spot in the world, namely in Hawaii. Tanjung Setia Beach is sharply at the big streaming line of the Indian Ocean. Unfortunately, the beach is not quite popular yet for surfing competitions like in Bali or Lombok. There are only some surfers who know the beach that is quite interesting for surfing. During surfing session on June to August, waves at Tanjung Setia Beach can reach up to 7 meters high, stretching around 200 meters to the shore, which makes it good for place for surfing. Some related parties do some efforts, including by organizing competitions in order to promote the beautiful scenery of the beach to both local and international visitors. In early May 2019, the beach has become a place for international surfing competitions. The competitions attracted surfers from 23 countries. All participants say that the waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is truly perfect for professional surfers. Tanjung Setia Beach has white and soft sand which stretches along the beach. There are many palm trees at Tanjung Setia seashore, which makes it more beautiful. In addition, Tanjung Setia offshore is also a fit location for fishing sport lovers to catch abundant fish. There is a giant blue martin fish which is known as Iwa Tuhuk by local people. Blue marlin can have weight up to 50 to 70 kilograms with the length spanning around 170 centimeters. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Today's diplomatic quarter highlight, Italian made warships ready to secure Indonesian waters. Two warships made in Italy will strengthen the Indonesian Navy to help secure Indonesian waters. These two new warships are named KRI Brawijaya 320 and KRI Prabu Siliwangi 321. The Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Muhammad Ali led the symbolic naming ceremony. This ceremony took place at the Fincantieri Mugiano shipyard in Italy on Wednesday, January 29, 2025. These warships are part of a strategic partnership between the Indonesian Minister of Defense and Fincantieri, one of the world's leading shipbuilding companies. Representing Indonesian Minister of Defense, Syafri Samsudin, Muhammad Ali explained that naming a warship is not just a formality. It is a strategic step to build the ship's identity. The chosen name symbolizes hope, prayers, and determination to uphold the country's sovereignty and honor. Muhammad Ali also stated that KRI Brawijaya 320 and KRI Prabu Siliwangi 321 are equipped with the latest technology and modern weapon system. He is confident that these ships will successfully complete any mission they are assigned. He added that this collaboration reflects the Ministry of Defense commitment to strengthening Indonesia's naval combat capabilities. With these new warships, the Indonesian Navy will be better prepared to face challenges in both national and regional waters more effectively. And that's Diplomatic Quarter.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Discover the unseen world of Jakarta. A vibrant community that cherishes life in a myriad of interesting ways. Centuries of multicultural togetherness. From the tranquil seaside, fresh, exhilarating, and the mangrove forest, a nearby weekend getaway for families. The exciting waterfront and its variety of amusement. The yacht harbor to international expos. The national theme park. Jakarta still has the charm that fascinated travelers and traders since hundreds of years ago. Even in the Thousand Islands in the Jakarta Bay. Old strongholds. Museums feature histories of evolution and culture. Then, the old city hall brings together history and today. The today of a multicultural society that embraces song and dance and drama. Jakarta is also a global metropolis with its own brand of haute couture and invigorating nightlife. I'm gonna party with you. Dancing to the newest tracks or just cherish life. Fine dining with loved ones. Experience the good life in Jakarta. Innovative recipes, master chefs, gourmet, delicatessen, but also fascinating street food. There's always something for anyone. Shopping experiences are equally colorful in Jakarta, where traditional crafts blend perfectly with global brands. Mix and match. And the art of bargaining is upheld in a smiling environment. Discover Jakarta and its hospitality that comes straight from the heart. The unique cuisine. The pampering of body and mind. Sheer amazement. And ultimately, lots and lots of fun. Discover Jakarta. Wonderful Indonesia.
Stay.
That was Bird of Feathers by Billie Eilish. Speaking of Bird of Feathers, for a listener, speaking of birds actually, what type of birds do you like? For me, I really like the Garuda Eagle. It is super the symbolized of Indonesia, and of course something that shows power and being super iconable. The Garuda Indonesia is of course the mascot of Indonesia. But speaking of Indonesia, the Indonesia cuisine is also super. There has very lots of variety, like the food and culinary, and one of which that is most really known is the taste, unique taste of the food of Indonesia. Just like rendang in Indonesia. Rendang is originated from Minangkabau, region of West Sumatra, Indonesia. And rendang is meaning take it in slow. So rendang is made by stewing meat and coconut milk and spices for a long time at a low temperature so that the meat can taste super good, and of course is really giving up lots of unique taste in the meat so that the spices can enter the food and be taste really good. So the texture of the meat in rendang becomes dark and absorbs the coconut milk, and the durability of rendang is a durable food that can last for weeks if kept at a room temperature, not in a super hot or mist temperature, or maybe warm and too hot, too cold. It's not, but too cold is good. So, speaking of which, for a listener, we are about to close up today's RR Init, but before we close, here is a feature to accompany you, that is Polo Palo. And don't forget that you can send your feedback, suggestion, and also information through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 12130. Thank you so much, bro listener, for tuning in this episode of RR Init, and I'll see you after this. Only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Polo Palo is Gorontalo traditional musical instrument which has been rooted in people's life. The musical instrument, which is made of bamboo, used to be means of communication in society, especially people in villages. It was used to make people gather in harvest season or make them gather to spend time before sleep. However, time has changed the function of Polo Palo. Now Polo Palo has been modified into musical instrument that accompanies songs and sounds enjoyable. Not only in Gorontalo, artists keep trying to introduce Polo Palo musical instrument overseas.
I know the musical instrument in elementary school. I just know it a little bit.
There was Vera, a 16-year-old student, when asked about Gorontalo traditional musical instrument Polo Palo. Until now, she even hasn't watched performance of the musical instrument made of bamboo. Unlike Vera, Iwan, a 40-year-old man, has seen Polo Palo contest besides at school.
Yes, I have seen it when I was in junior high school. I even saw it in a competition like from 5 kilometers. The one who could play it loudly, that's the winner.
Long time ago, Polo Palo functioned as the means of communication among villagers in Gorontalo. Nina from Gorontalo Province of Education and Culture Service, who is also responsible for Gorontalo Innovasi Art Studio, explained.
The sound used to be like a symbol. It symbolized gathering among farmers. Let's say in harvest season, youth got excited, inviting friends together on the mountain. Bang, bang, bang. They answered over there. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, it means they wanted to go down. Just like that.
When it comes to the sound of the musical instrument, Arthur Galwanta, artist and composer in Gorontalo Innovasi, made an explanation.
Maksudnya bukan saya bukan tidak nada, tetapi tidak beraturan.
Actually, it doesn't mean it doesn't have tone, but it is not organized. What important is that it sounds loud. When it comes to sound, it's not all about tone, but loudness. That's how competition in village work. The loudest is the winner.
Davis, 26-year-old youth, who is in the past few years has been active in Gorontalo Innovasi, a culture art studio which is managed by Gorontalo provincial government. He just plays polo polo in art studio or competition, not at home like Gorontalo people did in the past.
Soalnya kalau main di rumah kan ntar dibilang orang.
No. If I play it at home, people will think that I am crazy. Many people are not concerned about it. Few people still show care to it.
Seeing the condition, Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, supported by artists, tries to introduce this instrument to people. This was explained by Nina.
Yang musik polo-polo ini kami berusaha setiap tahun itu membuat festival.
Yes, polo-polo music. We try to hold traditional music festival to dig and preserve this instrument because it is rarely used for events. So in Gorontalo, I often make polo-polo festival to preserve it and introduce it to children that we have a special traditional musical instrument to conserve.
In addition, polo polo musical instrument is developed as Nina revealed.
Karena ini kebutuhan kita saja kita bikin modifikasi bagi.
We just modify it to make young generation interested. It just sounds tang tang tang, no tone. Now we make it more rhythmic.
Development of polo polo musical instrument is a pleasant progress. As Davis said.
Tapi kan ada yang udah dimodifikasi kayak model begini udah bernada.
This musical instrument has been modified with tune. It has been developed. It used to have one tone only.
So, what encouraged Gorontalo artist Arthur Galwanta to develop polo polo musical instrument?
Karena keunikannya yang jarang kita bisa dapat di daerah Landa.
Because of its uniqueness that we rarely find in other regions, so this is just in Gorontalo. It is made of bamboo with particular making.
It is how to make it that makes polo polo produce different sound.
Polo polo ini ada dua macam. Ini polo polo.
There are two kinds of polo polo. This is polo polo, but this one is tonggobi, which has hole. Then it is split to produce a louder sound. I open it, I close it. So this is the uniqueness.
Although it is simple, it is not that easy to produce a good sound quality of polo polo. Nina from Gorontalo Education and Culture Service said.
Karena ini kan tidak bisa ambil bulu sembarangan, dia harus ada processingnya, harus.
We cannot take random bamboo. It needs procession. It should be the long one. It needs requirements to make it durable. Like this one. It's been a year and it is not broken. But I found one that once I beat it, the bamboo broke. So it needs special treatment by choosing certain bamboos that produce preferred tone.
The struggle of tourists to introduce and preserve Polo Palo musical instrument in order not to be limited in Gorontalo only, as stated by Nina.
Buktinya saya dari tahun 2007 waktu Asian Choir.
We prove it in 2007 on Asian Choir Festival. The song that we perform is entitled Polo Palo, and we got bronze in 16 countries. I played Polo Palo at that time. I did it.
The uniqueness of the musical instrument made of bamboo even attracted foreigners like Debris Steret.
Bahkan kemarin waktu kita tampil di mana di Austria itu.
When we perform in Austria, some people ask for Polo Palo. We gave it to each judge.
So, how is the preservation of the bamboo musical instrument in the future? Arthur Galuanta stated.
Secara tradisi, tidak perlu disosialisasi.
As a tradition, this musical instrument needs to be promoted because it is live indeed, but it needs to be arranged musically. Therefore, we as a part of the art studio owned by the provincial government are responsible to make it popular.
Polo Palo is now getting popular among foreigners. However, preservation and introduction of this musical instrument should be done to survive in the developing era.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Promise we'll forever. And tanganmu, lelah hati perhatikan sikapmu, jalan pikiranmu buatku ragu, tak mungkin ini tetap bertahan. Perlahan mimpi terasa mengganggu, ku coba untuk terus menjauh. Perlahan hati ku terbelenggu, ku coba untuk lanjutkan hidup. Engkau bukanlah segalaku, bukan tempat untuk hentikan langkahku. Usai sudah semua berlalu, biar hujan menghapus jejakmu. Terus melangkah melupakanmu, lelah hati perhatikan sikapmu, jalan pikiranmu buatku ragu, tak mungkin ini tetap bertahan. Perlahan mimpi terasa mengganggu, ku coba untuk terus menjauh. Perlahan hatiku terbelenggu, ku coba untuk lanjutkan hidup. Engkau bukanlah segalaku, bukan tempat untuk hentikan langkahku. Usai sudah semua berlalu, biar hujan menghapus jejakmu. Lepaskan segalanya, lepaskan segalanya. Hentikan langkahku, usai sudah semua berlalu, biar hujan menghapus jejakmu. Engkau bukanlah segalaku, bukan.
Here's Newsline, first the headline. Minister of Human Rights launches Integrity Zone as an anti-corruption commitment. Coordinating Minister Zulkifli announces presidential instruction on irrigation. And now to the news in details. The Minister of Human Rights has initiated the development of an integrity zone to foster a culture of anti-corruption, aiming to establish area free from corruption and promote clean service-oriented bureaucracy. Minister Natalius Piga emphasized that this move marks the starting point for the ministry to conduct government duties, transparency, and accountability. Both internally and in collaboration with the agencies, he highlighted the importance of avoiding nepotism as staffing decision and encourage mutual vigilance among staff, as well as oversight the public and related institutions to uphold integrity. Moving on to the second news. Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs, Zulkifli Hasan, announced that President Prabowo Subianto has signed a presidential instruction to improve the national system. His directive supports the repair and revitalization of irrigation infrastructure. With an allocated budget of 12 trillion rupiah, to enhance water supply for rice cultivation and increase crop productivity. Additionally, the government has completed the 2025 commodity balance sheet and a presidential regulation on fertilizers, alongside finalizing strategies related to agricultural extension services, all aimed at achieving food self-sufficiency promptly. And that was Newsline.
Hingga saat kau datang.